And a very pleasant good evening here, the world famous Phil Henry Show. Bud, you had me on camera, then you, okay, it's good.
I don't know which one it was.
The camera that we should use is the one that shows my face.
Which one?
The one that shows my face, not the back of my head.
Which one's that?
Take a look at the thing, man.
Do it right now, you idiot. Call me an idiot. You're the one
that... He's the one that what?
He's...
Yeah, see, he doesn't know. You're about to blame him for something he didn't do.
I just want to know what camera.
The one that's showing my face, man. See that? That's me. That's the camera you use. Boy, bud, don't ever go into TV or anything, man, because if they ask you to direct something, you're going to have the back of some guy's head.
Yeah, but, you know, well, I better not say.
Yeah, don't say.
I know what you're going to say, and if it was the right kind of if it was,
it was a girl.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, so thank you very much for that very adult beginning. World famous Phil Henry Show. Tonight we're going to be talking with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we're going to be discussing with Ted contretemps at a competing steakhouse. And this is something that occurred in Nashville, Tennessee. I'll give you the particulars on it. But essentially, a man suffering from cancer came into the restaurant wearing a ski cap. The ski cap was required for this poor gentleman because of the kind of cancer that he was being treated for, needed to keep warm. He needed to keep himself warm. And, of course, I think it probably is more to the chemo, Margaret.
Well, yes, he lost his hair, and so he's wearing a ski cap to keep the head warm as the result of that.
And not only that, but he's in a weakened state, right?
Yes.
And what happened was... I guess many restaurants do not allow one to wear a head covering, and naturally, you can understand that, except for the fact that this man was suffering from a debilitating illness and obviously needed this. So there was extenuating circumstances, we like to say, in this world of ours. Let's get Ted Bell on the line here from Ted's of Beverly Hills to comment on this.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
I'm still very, very happy and proud to comment on tonight's controversy or tonight's topic. Remember to come on into Ted's of Beverly Hills because the football playoffs are heating up, and we'll have them there in the bright red room. And especially since I know that Joe Dickhead is...
Joe Dickhead is on a bit of a turn that off, bud, before I go. Joe Dickhead is on a sabbatical.
Why is that?
Well, he hasn't been doing too good.
Did you fire him?
No, I didn't fire him. He's decided to... He's not on a sabbatical. He's taking a week off. He's going to be back next week. But, yeah, he sucks.
No, Joe Dickhead ain't got anything right.
Let me tell you something. Can I just tell you? I've been betting against him. I've been using his picks, and I've been betting the other way. And I'm... Was it 2 weeks ago? No, it was last week I started to make some money. This week I was counting on it wasn't there. The week before I got my rear end handed to me. Pardon me, Margaret, and any ladies in the audience for the language that I'm using. But I got my rear end handed to me on a silver platter, and I was it didn't work.
Well, I didn't tell you to do that as a surefire thing.
You intimated that if I had a problem with it, all I had to do was bet against it.
I said, if you got a problem, try betting against him if he's so bad, and he is bad. But then he went that 1 week 12-4, you know?
Yeah, and as I said, I got my rear end handed to me. It's almost as if somebody found it out in the street and said, excuse me, is this yours? Because you dropped it. What is it? Your ass? You see what I'm saying, Phil? It's not the kind of, in other words, because I have money doesn't mean I like throwing it away.
It's not my fault, Ted. It's not my fault. I'm sorry, but it's just not my fault. Now, let me take a look at this story here.
I'm not saying it's your fault.
In a manner of speaking, you are.
Ted, it's Margaret. How are you?
I'm real good, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to know about Marcy. She's doing well because I'd gotten a call from her that apparently she was stalled over at the Beverly Center.
She was what?
I got a call that she needed a ride from the Beverly Center.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. I bought her a Range Rover, and it's a push button, and she didn't know anything about it. She had an old Mercedes, and I got her a Range Rover, and you started by pushing a button, and she's looking for the key.
Well, I said to her, what she said, I can't start the car.
Well, yeah, but how did she get it over there? You know?
How did she get it over there?
I'm assuming somebody at the dealership started it for her, because she got all the way over there to go shopping. She comes out, and she can't start the car. Now, I went over to the dealer. I said to the guy, did you teach her how to... He said, how to do what? I said, how to start the car. He said, when I came out, the car was gone.
So she jumped in the car.
What's that?
She jumped in the car?
Yeah, she jumped in the car before the guy could show her anything. She goes, oh, okay, thanks a lot. She gets in, she drives off, and when she gets over to the Beverly Center, she's got no, she can't, she doesn't know what she's doing, you know.
They give you a key.
They give you, it doesn't look like a key.
Well, I'm not familiar with this, so it's a push-button type of ignition.
Yeah.
All right, can we talk about this later on?
It's fine. You know, after she called you, she called me, and I said, why didn't you call me first? And she said, I decided to call Margaret first because I figured she was closer. I said, I'm in Beverly Hills. She goes, yeah, but you're never really there at the restaurant during the day. And I said, well, where am I usually? And she starts talking about Hollywood Park. Now,
well, you said you're going to be over there because this is the last week.
You know, I got to tell you, I would rather not that get out. That's all I'm trying to say.
You would rather? Okay, we're wasting a lot of time with this, all right?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You're over at Hollywood Park for the week. Why?
I don't want to talk about it.
Let's not talk about it, all right? I mean, it's the...
God, it's the last week that the park's going to close.
Oh, that's why.
Yeah, oh, well...
So you're over at Hollywood Park. That's all right, man. It's the last week that the track is going to be there, and you're laying the bets down. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, and then I realize that it's not open. Hollywood Park isn't open until the spring, but it's closing on the 22nd. I don't know what's going on.
What the hell are you people talking about, man? Oh, you know,
I wanted to find out if she got home all right.
Yeah, she got home fine.
All right, so in any event, we're talking about the...
Oh, don't shake your head, Phil, like it's a big pain in the you-know-what. You knew what I was talking about.
No, I didn't have any idea what you're talking about. I got no idea what you're talking about, you know, and I don't know how people, quite frankly, I don't know how people can be so dumb, okay?
Well, I mean, come on, Phil.
No, I don't know how people can be that dumb. All right, so Morton Steakhouse, Ted, this is a place, as you know, in Nashville. This is the restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, that happened to be the subject of some contretemps over the weekend. Morton Steakhouse is coming under fire on social media for allegedly kicking out a cancer patient at the restaurant's Nashville location on Friday night.
Hold on, can we guys close the door? What are you making? What is that? Is it dessert? Go ahead.
By the way, when you're going to be on the air, why don't you just tell them to, you know...
I don't worry, Phil. I do. I tell them, but they always leave it. I said, close the door. They leave it open. Close the door. They leave it open.
All right, so anyway, the patient, Robert Chambers, was attending a Christmas office party held by a Tennessee shopping channel where he hosts a show called The Coin Vault.
Oh, here we go. This is a part that I didn't know anything about. This is the part that I didn't know anything about.
Hold on.
I didn't know this guy was on television.
All right, hold on. This is the guy. This was the cancer patient.
Yeah, and he hosts a show on a TV. Oh, man, that's some dirty pool right there.
Hold on. After dinner, Chambers felt cold and put on a beanie on his head, which was apparently a violation of the restaurant's dress code. The chemo I had last gives me a cold sensitivity at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what I've done. There's a certain point, Chambers told NashvilleScene.com. So I'm sitting there at the table freezing, and I put my toboggan on. We're 2 or 3 minutes away from walking out, and the manager comes up behind me and says, would you please take that off in the dining room? And I said, sure. The restaurant's dress code says nothing about hats. It only suggests men wear business attire or smart casual wear, such as a collared shirt and dress pants. Other guests dining with Chambers said he tried to explain his medical situation to the manager, who allegedly said that the gentleman should bring a doctor's note or call ahead so that he could be seated in a private dining area, according to Fox17.com. After the incident, a few of the other diners wrote about the experience on Facebook and Yelp, claiming that the entire group was asked to leave and that Morton's called the police, according to Newsert. Morton's national office tried to deal with the beef by posting on the page.
Yeah, and I saw what Morton's put on the page. It was very nice. They said they're aware of the situation. They're trying to make things right with the customer. We appreciate the concern, but that didn't stop people from posting all kinds of nasty comments, all kinds of self-serving stuff. See, people, I don't think they care one bit about this guy Chambers. I think people just like to complain, and I think people just want to be upset. Morton said, we're sorry. And I'll tell you something else. This guy Chambers is on TV. Now, doesn't that tell you something about what this guy's motives are?
Well, no, it doesn't tell anything about his motives. I don't hear him saying anything that's particularly self-serving.
Except for the fact that the guy's on television. Okay? He's on television. So, you know,
Well, is this some kind of a conspiracy theory, you think?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory. I'm just saying that the guy's on TV, and I bet you he was milking it for all it was worth.
Well, look, if the guy's got cancer, he's got cancer. So if he's got, you know, he has cancer...
Then he's got cancer.
Then he's got cancer.
Yes.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if it, in other words, he's not making it up.
No, he's not making it up. But, hey, what's that, doctor? I have cancer, huh? Boy, that's rough. You know what, though? I may be able to turn this to my advantage. Why don't I go in for the chemo today, and then we'll make reservations for a steak dinner. If I got the beanie, I'll have that. If I get cold, then they'll tell me to take it off. Perfect. Let's go. Let's make the reservations. I mean, the guy could be...
You think people are that calculating?
Yes, uh-huh. A guy on television? You better believe it.
So the guy says, why don't I go ahead and have the chemo today? That way I'll be cold tonight at dinner.
No, he didn't say. I'm not saying that.
Well, what did he say then, Ted? Did he say, I think I'll go in and have my chemo today and look for a problem?
I think that the guy saw his cancer as an opening to a public, you know, to some sort of a publicity coup. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we're going to be back here with Ted Bell. I have to take a break here. Our number is 855-500-7445. The guy who was asked to leave Morton's, a cancer patient, he put on a wool cap and was asked to take it off because it violates the dress code. This was immediately posted on Facebook. People started weighing in and saying that Morton's was out of line, and Morton's is this and Morton's is that. Now, Morton's has said, we're sorry, we didn't mean for this to happen. I think there's a couple of ways of looking at this.
What was you talking about after the break?
Yeah.
What do I talk about? What do you mean?
Because we're late for the break.
Yes, okay, everyone.
Well, don't get all upset there. You just got to get going.
Yeah, okay, I'll talk about it after the break. 855-500-7445. You listen to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Get a backstage pass. Shop for Christmas in our online store. World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Go online and shop for Christmas in our online store. Get a backstage pass, gift subscriptions available there as well. And we are just, I'm told, just days away from being on TuneIn. So what I mean by that is that there will be a individual Phil Hendry Show an individual Phil Hendry Show link or however it's done there, man, you know.
Well, you should have.
Don't get the information about it, and we'll tell you all about it.
Right, thank you. We do need the information on that, and we'll tell you all about it. Within a few days, we'll be on TuneIn. And soon to come, live streaming of our radio show on our website. All of this is as a result of us wanting to make sure that we are getting to as many of you as we possibly can with our radio show. So if we can make it available on your smartphone as a live stream that you can listen to via our website, on our mobile site, by God, we're going to do that. Ted Bell is with us. Let's get back to Ted, and we're talking about the Morton Steakhouse contretemps from Friday night.
Ted's a Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I'm down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'll tell you something. I'm glad my name isn't Morton. But I said true story. They were going to name me Morton. And it's a long...
Here at Ted's.
You were going to be named Morton.
No, I wasn't going to be named Morton. I thought it would be a story I could tell.
Were you going to be named Morton? Hey, what's going on with that, bud?
Oh, that's the player you're using.
God, that blew my ears out. Blew my ears out.
Okay, are you all right?
No, I'm not all right. Ow. Ow.
Oh, will you knock it off?
Well, it was loud, you know.
Why is that happening?
Don't count a player we're using.
Well, stop that Ted's of Beverly Hills jingle before it kills again.
Oh.
Quit it, will you?
All right, look, no, my parents were not going to, they weren't going to name me Morton, thank God. Thank God they weren't. But I wanted to get this story like that going. I would be, you know, for our press relations and just as an interesting little side, we were going to put on the menu. And did you know that Ted was almost named Morton by his mother and father? Yes, it's true. Ted Bell was born in XYZ year, and Ted attended UCLA, which I did attend. I'm very proud to say I went to UCLA. I'm a self-made man. I'm a man who has a successful business. I'm well-known in the city, and I went to UCLA, not USC. So how do you like that? Oh! What's so funny?
What's just the whole, oh?
Most of these guys are USC grads, and they think it doesn't smell. In fact, they don't even, not only does it not smell, but it's like patchouli. It's like that stuff they put on a toilet tank. What do you call it stuff?
Oh, yeah, it's the it's like patchouli. No, it's not patchouli. It's the bouquet of the little, I don't know what it's called.
What do you mean? It's a
bowl of, like, leaves, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a bowl of leaves and stuff that they find.
You put them outside?
No, they don't go outside and collect them. It's a very specific kind of a collection of fragrant leaves.
Yeah, okay, great.
So the toilet doesn't, you know, well, I shouldn't say, but, you know, so the toilet doesn't stink it out.
Right, I understand. All right, so your mom and dad were going to name you Morton, but they didn't.
No. I said it was total bullcrap. I made it up, but we were going to put it on the menu. Ted Bell, the owner of Ted's of Beverly, you're now in Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know all that bullcrap they put on menus? And we're no different. We're not above lying. And
all the stuff they put on menus are lies, huh?
Most of them, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
What? Look, Dickman, I can't take you to school right now, but most of that stuff is complete horse dung.
Wait. When I go to a restaurant and I read about the family that started...
Yeah, all of that is horse dung. No, they don't pay. Oh, the family came over from Italy, and here's Mama's rest. Are you kidding me or something?
Well, how do you know, Ted?
How do I know? Are you trying to tell me that stuff's true?
Do you have on your menu your bio?
Yeah.
Is it true?
No, it's not true. How could I put this stuff on my menu that's true about my life? No one would eat in my restaurant, Phil. No one would come near my restaurant. They'd get if they ever had been eating in my restaurant, they'd go immediately to the health department and get shots. Why would I want to put the facts of my life, spill it out onto a menu? No way.
Good God, Ted, I don't know. What are you talking about?
I'm not going to talk about it. That's the whole point. If I wanted to talk about it, I'd put it on my menu.
All right, well, I don't want to know.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thanks for bringing it up, too.
I mean, I don't know that I brought it up. We were talking about, you brought it up. You were talking about Morton.
I'm talking about my folks almost named me Morton, but they know they didn't. I was making the whole thing up.
All right, let's get back to Morton's, shall we? At Morton's Steakhouse, a cancer patient...
Who's also a local television host.
All right, he was a local television host. This man put on a cap because he was cold from the chemo treatment he'd been receiving. He was told to take the cap off. It became an issue because apparently one of the diners confronted the restaurant over it.
Well, that's the thing that happened, Phil. But the gentleman himself was fine. He said, no problem, I'll take the hat off. But I really do believe that there was something going on with the fact this guy's a television host and he wants to get some notoriety. So his wife, I think she's the one that went and started pushing around some poor maitre d'. You know, understand, I love these people when they start complaining about their treatment in a restaurant. It's as if these poor, put-upon people, oh my goodness, you know, you don't have to eat there. You can do anything you want. But the fact is the gentleman was fine. He was going to take the hat off. Now his wife sees an opportunity for this to become a media event and maybe kick this guy's failing career in the rear end.
Well, let's not talk about it. You don't know his career's failing.
Oh, the guy's the host on the Coin Vault on a shopping... Yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever you say. So,
Well, what difference does it make? The guy is on television, whether he's got a failing career with a successful career. This touched enough of people's nerves to become a story. So the whole idea of whether or not this guy thought he was going to get a career opportunity out of it is a moot point, I think. I think the point is this dude had cancer. The restaurant, I asked him to take the hat off. They didn't know.
Yeah, they didn't know.
Okay, they didn't know. He said he would. I think the wife then, or someone then, said, hey, wait a minute, he has cancer. He should be able to put it back on. I think they said, and then they went according to the book. And every time anybody goes according to the book at these franchise restaurants, it's always a disaster for the poor employees involved. All they're doing is trying to do their job, and they're trying to do things by the book. And that's what they were doing. And it became this big event.
And that's when the reason why it became a big event is because Baldy, excuse me for saying it, but Baldy...
Ted, the man has cancer.
Baldy...
Why do you insist on mocking this guy?
Because the guy's on television. He's on television. Do you understand? That changes everything for me. And this guy, the reason why it became an issue is because this bald-headed guy made it an issue, him and his wife or whoever, and they made it into a media event. I'm telling you right now. And I think that it would have been solved, and it would have been solved in a very beautiful way, and everybody just backed the hell off. I'm Ted Bell. Cue the music.
Oh, we have to take a break.
I know. When I say I'm Ted Bell, is that I'm not allowed to do that?
Okay, let's just break. Thank you, Ted. We'll be right back with Ted Bell here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. No, you can do it, Ted, if you want. We just didn't have your jingle ready to go. We don't play the jingle going in, do we?
No, not usually. You don't play it going in.
Well, I don't. I think the cynicism. I think the never mind.
We'll be right back, Phil Hendry Show. It's the Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Ted Bell from Ted's Beverly Hills online with us. And we're discussing with Ted the Morton Steakhouse in Nashville, Tennessee. Let me ask you, Ted, and this man that was asked to take off a beanie that was keeping his head warm as a cancer patient, and they said no. They said take the beanie off. And even though he did, other members of the party, there were 16 people there, made an issue to the point where it became a very, very bad bit of publicity for Morton's. Let me ask you, Ted, before we get any further into, I know you wanted to give an opinion on that.
I want to continue my opinion on it. It's like I've been on for 20 minutes. I've been given my opinion. By the way, just one thing, because during the commercial you were talking about the California Dream and California Adventures where they had the Smokey the Bear hat, and you were laughing with Nikki about the fact that you tried to get a Smokey the Bear hat. And I actually tried to do the same thing, but I didn't think it was funny, so I don't know what you thought was amusing. We wanted to purchase 20 of these for our servers as a celebration of Governor Brown, who was coming into town. We were going to host him for a dinner, and we wanted to have Smokey the Bear hats, and we had one guy in a bear suit as a mascot, because that's the California mascot, you know, the bear, you know, Phil?
Yeah, I know.
Well, what's with all this silence?
Well, I don't know about Phil, but you were going to put everyone in a Smokey the Bear hat and a bear-suited man for Governor Brown.
Oh, look at this. So that's not classy enough or something?
I don't know. I mean,
it's no, not to me it isn't.
Well, thank you very much, Margaret, but I guess you know what, let me check. No, I wasn't asking your opinion. I was asking Phil a question.
Ted, there's no reason to be rude. I thought it was strange.
All right.
Ted, you said why the silence. I was waiting for you. I didn't find it particularly weird.
Well, I did. The governor of the state comes into your restaurant, and you've got everyone in a bear outfit.
No, I said one guy in a bear outfit.
Mr. Bell only said one guy in a bear outfit. Did say everybody.
Everybody had a Smokey the Bear hat.
Everyone had a what?
A Smokey the Bear hat. What are those hats that Smokey the Bear wears?
I know the one you're talking about. It's the hat. Everyone knows what it looks like. It's that hat. Cops wear that.
Yeah, exactly. The cops. I guess the state cops wear them because Smokey the Bear was officially a state trooper. Not a state. He's a bear. But he wore a hat because he was a state employee.
He's a bear, Ted. I don't think he's an employee.
Excuse me. Not the bear. The one that's on TV.
Hold on. Everybody just hold on for a minute.
The one that's on TV.
Hold on. Smokey the Bear was a little bear cub that was found after a forest fire. And he was alive, and he was a little bit singed, but he became the symbol of an effort of conservation in this country. He was a real bear. He was a little guy, this little bear cub, okay?
So wait a second. Now I'm confused, all right?
Are you listening? Smokey the Bear was actually a bear cub.
Well, then who's the one? What's the one they got on TV?
That's a symbol of that bear. That's a symbol of that bear.
What?
All right, never mind.
No. All I'm asking is I tried to get these Smokey the Bear hats, and they said to me, yeah, we got about 15 of them. I bought them. Just like you said, they were too small because they didn't have any adult size. And I had employees walking around with hats that were just propped on top of their heads that were too small, while Governor Brown, the governor of our state, was sitting eating my steaks, and a guy in a bear suit. And at one point, he said to one of his aides, is this a clown act? What are they doing? Well, you know.
Ted.
It was very embarrassing. I can tell you it was extremely embarrassing.
Well, you know what, man? What do you want me to tell you? We got to take some phone calls here.
Wait. You're just going to blow it. What do you want me to tell you? You screwed up, and I just let you just pour your heart out on the air, and so let's go to a phone call. Thanks a lot, Ted, for entertaining us with that story that ripped your guts out.
No, I'm saying, what do you want from me, man? You had people wearing hats that were too small and a guy in a bear suit with the governor coming in. You know, I mean...
Thank you very much.
You want to call him back?
Do I want you to call him back? I don't know. We'll think about that one.
He hung up because he was embarrassed.
He hung up because he's talking about a Smokey the Bear hats that had nothing to do with this Morton Steakhouse problem, which was this guy with the cancer. And, you know, if Ted had hung around, he might have heard me say, you know what, Ted, I think you may have a point. I don't think there's anything wrong with questioning the motives of this guy. Because, look, if the restaurant says, hey, we're cool and we're sorry, and obviously this is a local matter, but we're going to make it right. You know, I think that should be good enough because people make mistakes. This is the day and age we live in where you have these company policies that rule the local restaurant. Some people are going to say this.
Well, they should use their common sense.
I understand about common sense, but you got these young kids. They don't want to get fired. They get this stuff drilled into them morning, noon, and night. You got to do it this way. This is the company way. You better do it this way. And if it doesn't do it this way, you're going to get fired. You know, they don't want to lose their jobs. This whole thing about company, you know, use your common sense. And then the other aspect of this is that people just like to bitch. And I saw all the stuff on Facebook, and I saw all the comments there on the Morton Steakhouse thing, and...
Yeah, everybody's all bitching about it.
They do. People like to bitch and moan and complain. You could go to them and say, we're very, very sorry, we didn't mean to... That's exactly what they said, and people are still bitching.
Yeah, you put the Beverly Hills on there.
Yeah, I know. I saw Ted put his logo there. We'll go to a phone call. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Here is Gary. Hi, Gary. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. And don't forget, folks, that coming up later on, we've got Margaret Gray. Margaret, are you going to singing this?
Well, we're going to do an example of the improv, yeah.
Gary, how are you?
Hey, Phil. How are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to tell you about an incident that I had in the restaurant here in Southern California. That when something that I'm never seeing as long as I live. And the reason is because I had an altercation with a member of a local high school football team when the kid came in.
All right, now you are having a... I can't... It's tough for you to... It's tough for us to understand.
Oh, I know that. This is a result of me being the story I'm going to tell you. I'm a cancer patient.
You're a cancer patient.
That's correct. I was sitting in the restaurant, looking over here at Full Buffet in the Valley.
What is it called?
Full Buffet?
That's right, in the Valley.
In the Valley.
That's correct, yes. And a high school football team come in.
A high school football team.
Right, high school football team came in. And I see the kid, and I go, hey, football, and they went into the Heisman mode.
You said football star, and you went into the Heisman pose.
Correct.
All right.
The kid came over and hit me in the mouth and knocked and cut my teeth out. I'm lacerating inside my nose and attacking my nose.
Knocked a couple of your teeth out, lacerations inside the mouth, and fractured your jaw.
That's right. And...
So the way you're talking, he got nothing to do with the cancer?
No. The cancer, I have bone cancer.
You have bone cancer. It's nothing to do with the way you're talking.
No. The thing I'm talking is the guy hit me. Okay? And why? Because I was trying to be friendly.
Well, when you say you're trying to be friendly, so what you did was you said football star and you went into the Heisman pose. Now, couldn't the kid have taken that to mean that he was being mocked?
Well, no. Somebody said that, man. How do you hear that? I mean, where are you going in there? That's thing weird, you know? You're thinking, I wouldn't write my own name. And all I want to do is say
You know, it's very difficult to understand you, right? But basically, you're saying you were not trying to mock the young man. You were saying football star, and you went into this Heisman pose. Why wouldn't the young man think that you were mocking him?
Well, what was he mocking my name?
Because it's not exactly, if you really think that the football, hey, here come the football players, how are you guys doing? Great job, you know, great. Give them a thumbs up. You talk, I don't know. Maybe the kid was in a bad mood.
Oh, anyway, in a bad mood? You're a man, right? You? And so anyway, right then you
go. Hold on, what is this, Ted, or Bud?
Ted, I just... Ted, done.
So why do I get the music?
All right. Hi, this is Ted Bell, and I am now back officially on the Phil Henry Show with my opinions. Again, this is Ted Bell, back officially on the Phil Henry Show with my opinions. My opinion coming up shortly.
Are you in here?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Hey, when you put Ted on the air, you don't just hit the jingle.
No, that's Ted's introduction.
That's my introduction. I don't go on your radio show anymore without that.
Oh, well, excuse me. Am I supposed to have trumpet players and stuff?
Yeah, I've been listening to him for a long time.
What? What did you say?
I've been listening to him for a long time.
All right. I know you have. I'm going to let you go, okay, Gary?
Well, who's the guy? What's your name, sir?
My name's Gary Walton, and I've been listening to you for a long time, man.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, I knew you were wrong.
All right, thanks very much, Gary. Ted, you know... The idea of this guy, the idea of this young man, this man being thrown out of the restaurant because he had cancer. Not because he had cancer, but because he was insisting on wearing his... What are you doing, bud?
No, that's my fault. He's supposed to play that when I'm about to give an opinion.
Turn that off! Why are you playing that?
Dude, he's going to give an opinion, isn't he?
I'm going to give an opinion! So why wouldn't he play that if I'm going to give an opinion? Do you understand what I'm saying? This is part of the new deal that I thought I'd worked out with you.
Every time you're going to open your yap and give an opinion, that's supposed to play?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay? Yes. I'm Ted Bell. And here comes my opinion.
Turn that off. Thanks, Ted. Hold the line.
Oh, now you're in for it.
Oh, great. Whoever told you to do that, we're not going to do that. You understand?
Well, Mr. Hall.
We're not going to do it every time I give an opinion. All right, we're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show with more, and I'm sure Ted will be giving some opinions, but guess what? We don't have to listen to that now, do we? No, we don't. 855-500-7445, online at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. And, of course, we are, as I mentioned, going to be on TuneIn. Very, very shortly. So to listen to the show live, all you have to do is go to your TuneIn app and you will have the Phil Henry Show there for y'all. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. World famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And with us, of course, is Ted Bell from Ted to Beverly Hills as we continue discussing this Morton Steakhouse contretemps. And we haven't really gotten anything of substance here in the last hour.
Don't give me no hand-me-down world. Hey, this is Ted Bell. Listen, I don't know what kind of problems Morton Steakhouse is having, and frankly, I could care less because business is good at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We don't take cancer patients and make fun of them, not at Ted's.
That's not fair, Ted, at all.
What do you mean that's not fair?
That was a little harsh, don't you think?
Well, you know, you people are something else. One minute, you don't like the fact that I'm not taking up for the cancer patient. The next minute, you don't like the fact I'm not taking up for what do you call it? The what's the name of the place?
Morton's.
Yeah, Morton, the restaurant. I mean, what is it with you? I'm trying to play both sides of the street here to see. I'm trying to feel the audience up or feel them or whatever you call it. And
no, I bet you're trying to feel the audience up. Yeah, I bet.
Oh, well, get you, man. Score that one. You know, Margaret, if it wasn't for the fact that I am a purebred gentleman, you and I, we'd mix it up a little bit. I mean, hands would be thrown, there'd be blood.
I have no doubt about that at all. The point that I make...
Oh, you're just blowing that off. So a fist fight with a man, you got no problem with.
No, Ted, not with you.
Wait. What is that supposed to mean?
Look at Ted. If we're not going to talk about the topic that you came on tonight to talk about...
Whoa. This woman says she doesn't mind throwing hands with a man?
No, Ted, I grew up... My father took me to the fights. I grew up punching out guys from an early age. You don't scare me.
Wow.
All right, grow up, will ya? Now, we're talking about Morton's Steakhouse.
Yeah, I know.
Don't start being a baby about it, all right? Now, Ted, you got about as much maturity mentally as a newborn infant. I can see you beginning to obsess over the fact that Margaret said she'd have no problem in a fist fight with you.
No, it's all right. I mean, you know, I'm married to a strong woman. I'm married to these women that love to break blankety-blank. They love to break your
balls. Oh, my God. Phil, I am not going to sit in and listen to this.
Well, you know, I mean, that's what she loves to do. I just saw that movie the other night, Carnal Knowledge. On parade.
Okay, I guess what we can do is conclude this, that Morton's Steakhouse is making it right with this guy, that a cancer patient is a guy that should be, you know, treated well or not, I don't know, and that people have every right to complain, and good luck to Morton's, because Ted's of Beverly Hills is making money.
Pretty much, yeah. But I will tell you this, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, if a guy comes in and says, I need to wear my beanie because I have cancer, and because I just had chemotherapy, and because I really want to be able to, you know, enjoy my dinner, and I don't want to be uncomfortable, I would say to the guy, "If you would you please put the beanie on?" And I'd look at it, and I at that time I would make the judgment. Because how do I know? If the guy is sitting there wearing a beanie, and he looks ridiculous, and he's in one of my main dining halls, what do I do with that? What do I do with that when I've got people coming in, and they want to sit down and have a meal? And they want to be able to keep their food down, and they're looking over here to their left, and there's a guy at the end of the table with a beanie on in a wheelchair. It's the kind of thing, to me, it would put me off my meal.
Nobody said anything about this guy in a wheelchair.
I don't think the man, you could tell the man had cancer at all, other than the fact that he was bald.
Oh, yeah, other than the fact he had no eyebrows, it was fine.
Well, Ted, I mean, you're talking again about appearances here, which is exactly what Morton's is talking about.
But I would be a little bit, I wouldn't be by the book. See, that's the beauty about being a one-restaurant operation. The server can come and get me, because I'm always there. Rarely am I not at my restaurant. I am there because we open for lunch. We close after dinner. I'm there every single second. I'm there when we're counting the receipts. I'm there for everything. And if someone says to me, hey, boss, we've got a patron out here. They've got a beanie on, it looks asinine or whatever. I came out one day and a guy had the exact same kind of thing, only it was one of those wool caps that had a ball on the end of it. It looked like something that Ebenezer Scrooge would wear, you know, with the...
It's like a nightcap?
Is it a night? One of those old school nightcaps?
Yeah, you put it on the head and it hangs down in the back with a ball, a fuzzy ball on the end of it. I said to the guy, you know, okay, so... Is it Halloween? No. I said, "What? Which Santa Claus are you working for? The guy that's at the North Pole? Is there a franchise that's been opened down here? Ha, ha, ha." And the guy, you know, gave me a middle finger and continued eating his ice cream. And so I didn't say anything. And I said, finally, somebody said, well, he's got cancer and he's wearing that hat because it makes him feel better. I said, does it warm him up? He said, no, it just makes him laugh when he looks in the mirror. I said, why does he have to wear it? Never mind.
What are the two of you laughing at?
What he said.
I'm going to go to the bathroom, and when I come back,
nothing will change, Margaret. You can go to the bathroom a million times, and it'll still be the same radio studio and the same show.
Pretty much.
When you decide to take over your own show, you let me know.
All right, Margaret, don't be so freaking serious about stuff. So, Ted, Morton's Steakhouse, I'm sure, will recover. They've got a wonderful restaurant out here in Burbank that I have often gone to.
Oh, well, the Burbank operation is beautiful. Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. It's downstairs there in the building there in Burbank, yeah. Now, Morton's is going to live, and they will live and prosper, and no one's going to care about the Nashville restaurant, some guy in a beanie. I think this is an opportunity for a bunch of sad sacks on Facebook that couldn't afford to go in and get an appetizer at a Morton's to cry and complain. Now, I did see a couple of these comments. I'm a VIP customer.
What is that? Do you have VIP customers?
I have, yes. We have in the prime rib room, we have a couple of areas where our VIPs, we have two large rooms where the VIPs can go and have cigars, brandy, if they want to bring in music, if they want to bring a couple of some entertainment of a female. I'm not saying anything about that other than if they dance or something. And
what do you mean, dance?
If they bring in...
You don't have to... Less said, the better.
Yeah, the less said, the better.
Well.
So we have a couple of those rooms. If you want to call them VIP, go ahead, call them VIP. If you want to call them anything you want, I don't care. We've got those. I don't go out and advertise it. I'm not like Morton's. I'm not looking for VIP. You know, the less people know about our VIP room, the better, because then we don't have a lot of people hanging around asking if they can be VIPs, because I don't need that. So I would just simply say, Phil, that the Morton's, at Ted's of Beverly Hills, if you've got cancer, come on in, and it's taken on a case-by-case basis. We'll put your beanie on. We'll take a look at you. If it's a tough, tough sell, if it's something that's going to be rough and rugged for me to get through the night on, I'm going to have to wheel you out.
What do you mean, wheel them out?
Well, I'm going to assume if they're coming in on some wheeled conveyance, it's either...
Hold on. I'm back from the toilet.
Oh, that's great. Hey. Right, she's back from the toilet, everybody.
And, no, not everyone with cancer is on a wheeled conveyance.
Well, all I'm saying is, Margaret, is if you have cancer and you come into my restaurant and you're bugging people and you disturb people and you look disturbing. You understand what I mean by that? You are disturbing people. You look disturbing. You are bizarre, weird, and disturbing. You get wheeled out. You get wheeled out as fast as you got wheeled in. Now, that's just all there is to that. And as I said to Phil earlier, I don't want it to be that way, but I will not have a bald guy with no eyebrows and a beanie. No way.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
What are you laughing at?